This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress note. Judith Skodinski, last name Skodinski. Judith, Judith. Place was Bella Vita, assisted living. Date was April 18th, 2022. Paragraph, chief complaint. Skodinski is a 79-year-old female who moved in 2 weeks ago, mostly because of knee pain, especially left pain, that hinders her ambulation. She also has hypertension, bipolar disorder, and hypercholesterolemia, period. New paragraph history. This lady moved in due to knee pain, period. This was about 2 weeks ago, period. It's hindering her too much and hindering her ambulation, and she needed help with activities of daily living, period. She was living in an apartment with her husband, and her husband still lives there, period. Oh, I don't know. Want me to bring it in? I can leave it outside. Oh. Okay. I can get it if you need it. Yeah, as soon as I do this dictation. The paragraph, this is a stress on her and her husband, period. She has osteoarthritis mostly of the knees, especially left, but also other joints to some extent, period. The paragraph, she has a history of hypertension. That's well controlled, period. She's on a Tylenol 25 milligrams daily, and blood pressure is stable, period. She had fallen twice at home, and that's also what led her to come here, period. No, change that. She fell twice here after coming here. There was another time she was on the ground, but denied it being due to a fall, period. She said she was crawling to get to the television set, period. New paragraph. She has bipolar disorder and is tolerating lithium. She's on lithium 300 milligrams daily in the morning and 150 at bedtime, period. She did not seem manic or depressed when seen, period. She was coherent and knew what was going on and was well-oriented, period. The paragraph. She denies any leg cramps, period. The paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. No fever or chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no sore throat or hoarseness, she does have difficult hearing, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding, GI, no dysuria or other complaints. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Dysuria, device dysuria, or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has arthralgias as noted, impaired that past history. Osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, high blood, hypertension, urinary incontinence, bipolar disorder. New paragraph, family history. Her father died at 64 of myocardial infarction, period. Her mother died at 75 of myocardial infarction. New paragraph, sources, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. New paragraph, examination, she's not acutely distressed at all. She's adequately nourished, blood pressure 129 or 80, pulse 72. Nitrate 16, O2 saturation 95%, temperature 97.1, head and neck supraclavicular reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular is intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal as well as 2, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremity, she has slight edema, period. She has arthritic changes in the knees, but no effusions, period. Shoulder range of motion is normal. Mental status, she's completely oriented to time and place. She knew the date, day, year, month, and season, period. She knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. She's oriented as a person. Affect was normal, and she was not manic or depressed in affect. New paragraph, assessment of plan. One, Mrs. Skodinski has osteoarthritis of knees cured. She may continue Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed period. She's getting OT and PT to try and improve her mobility period. She does wish to be able to go home period. Two, she has hypertension. I will continue like a Tylenol 25 milligrams daily. Three, she has hypolipidemia. I'll continue niacin air 1,000 milligrams nightly, which she seems to be tolerating period. She's also on pravastatin 40 milligrams nightly. Four, she has bipolar disorder. I'll continue lithium 300 milligrams in the morning and 150 in the evening period. She's on paliperidone ER 6 milligrams at bedtime as well, period. New paragraph. She has incontinence of urine, likely due to urge and detrusor overactivity, and I'll continue Detrol for now, 2 milligrams twice a day, period. We'll check the labs due to the lithium and hypertension, and this includes CBC, comprehensive metabolic panel, TSH, and lithium levels, period. She has complained of a sore throat and cough, and I'll continue. We will order Cepacol, one tablet 5 times a day as needed, or the equivalent, period. We will order Beltum, 2 teaspoons every 12 hours, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Your adventure starts here.